Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. All right, get to the page, Grandpa. There we go. Popeyes, oh no. Restaurants across the country are expected to run out of their new chicken sandwiches by the end of the week. Okay, is this a marketing ploy, or are they really just not that prepared?
I tell you what, this is working, because every time I pass a Popeyes, and maybe because we've been talking about the sandwiches and what's been happening, but I notice a long line of 20 to 30 people, I kid you not, wrapped around the road, backing up traffic to get into Popeyes.
I have been eating well. It's only for a week, but honestly, that's like a year in my life. I am going to today after the show, I'm going to dip out early. Don't tell our boss why. But I'm going to go try to get some of this Popeyes at like 10:30.
So how long would you wait?
20 minutes.
Okay, that's your tops.
I mean, it's not the McRib. I mean, I am a McRib maniac.
You are?
Oh, I love
I've
the
never
McRib.
Had a McRib.
Yes, I've been begging McDonald's for years to let me represent the McRib brand.
You would be great.
I know I would be. I'd be like, oh, the sauce is in my beard. I'm McRib man. But yeah, the sandwiches were introduced on August 12th, and the amount that has been sold has exceeded the company's expectations. They said they're working tirelessly to bring back the sandwich to customers. So yeah, that'll be back, but it's just, man, I want to get it before it's totally gone.
I think it's that want, that demand, because people know they're hard to get. Like, if anyone could get them, I don't think it would be all the rage, but since they're hard to get.
No, I think you're dead on with that, Mackenzie. Something for little kiddos you need to be aware of. If you have a Contigo like cup, I have one of those like for water. It's very common. There's a kid's cleanable water bottle that's been recalled because a silicone spout can detach and it poses a choking hazard for children. They were sold at Costco, Walmart, Target, and other stores. Also online between April 2018 through June 2019. So that's something to keep an eye on. That little part could break off and the kid could choke on that. They're offering a free replacement for that faulty part, and yeah, they'll take care of you. But just keep an eye on that and look for it if you do have something. A new survey, I found this interesting. The average millennial still spends more on groceries than they do on restaurants. They say it's fairly close, though. And this is where it's like, okay, this is the lie. They say it's $187 a month on groceries and $139 a month on restaurants. I'm technically a millennial, and all of us are pretty much around that age in this room, like lower end or high end. Does anybody, first of all, spend that little? I could spend $139 in like a couple of dinners, like more than that in a month.
But $187 a month on groceries, that seems extremely
low. Who are you
low.
Feeding? Like, even just yourself. Live the web, girl. Not to get too personal.
Yeah.
Can you feed yourself for $187 a month on groceries?
Yes, probably, but it's not the items that I would like to get.
Like ramen?
I mean, I'm definitely not getting organic or anything like that. I'm probably literally just buying like tuna and crackers.
Okay.
And like bread and peanut butter.
But what do you guys spend weekly on groceries, would you say?
I'd have to ask Lindsay, because honestly, she handles all of our finances. But recently, we've been really bad. We've been spending a majority of our budget on actual eating out, like fast food or a restaurant. But I would say, I would agree with that majority of our spending is dining out and not eating in. What about you guys? Do you guys eat out more, or do you actually dine at home?
I'm like 95% eating out and 5% spending
really?
On groceries.
Yeah. I literally have the conversation with myself. We have food at home.
But do you
like
listen to
mind?
It? Do you listen to yourself?
No. And then I go out, I'm like, oh, but I really want to just grab an acai bowl or grab something quick, and it's just easier. But
see, I'm like the opposite. I probably eat in 95% of the time
That's
and
smart.
Eat out 5% of the time.
We're switched.
Yeah, no
yeah,
kidding.
But I'm also broke.
But then my Same. Little one, then I'm like, shoot, I don't have all her goodies and her snacks. Like, I got to pack the lunches the next day. I'm like,
right.
Oh, now I have to go to the grocery and get all her stuff. Yeah.
And the final story here today for Joe's Need to Know News, there's a Russian soccer reporter, and this guy is dedicated to his job. No, I don't understand what he's saying, because once again, it's Russian. I hope he's not swearing. But while he's doing a live report on the field, the sprinklers end up coming on. And does it stop this guy? No.
Кристиан Бистрович, я сейчас прямо стану мокрым, потому что поле начинают поливать, поэтому буду говорить максимально быстро, Илья Помазун, и я становлюсь еще мокрее и мокрее. Давай продолжаем.
It's blasting Whoa. Him in the face, and he just takes the mic down. He's getting squirted right. Like, why don't you move out of the camera, man?
Whoa.
Сата. Ну вот, все равно продолжаю свой эфир. В общем, сложно будет ЦСКА усилить как-то игру по ходу этого матча и становлюсь еще мокрее.
It's back.
Но все равно продолжаю говорить.
This guy is a champion. I don't even know what he's saying. I hope I was allowed to play it on the radio. But you can see this video and everything else with Joe's Need to Know News on our website. Just head on over there. Also, we'll put it on Instagram, a little swipe up link. That's Joe's Need to Know News. All right, today's song of the day might be about you. The category is best song that has a person's name in it. You get to vote coming up next. I'll give you that number one more time if you want to save it in your phone. It's 52140.